This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The outgoing president of Caritas Lebanon has launched a dramatic appeal to the international community to help educate hundreds of thousands of Syrian children who do not have access to schools because of the ongoing conflict in their homeland. Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey have borne the brunt of the influx of Syrian refugees trying to escape the violence. More than 1.2 million refugees are believed to have crossed into Lebanon since the conflict began some 3 years ago. That's more than a quarter of Lebanon's population of 4 million. Monsignor Simon Fadul, recently named the new Apostolic Exarch for the Maronite Church in Western and Central Africa, says he's very concerned about a lost generation of Syrian children who will be illiterate. And the numbers, he told me, are increasing every day.
Because still the needs are growing. The numbers are growing by the day. Caritas Lebanon, only Caritas, we have during January, we have registered 3,400 new families arriving. It's only one organization. We're not the UNHCR, meaning the United Nations Agency certainly have registered so many more. So this is worsening the situation of the refugees from all different angles, and especially the educational aspect. Because the problem is educational facilities in Lebanon, public facilities in Lebanon, have so much capacity. They were designed to receive 230,000 or 240,000 Lebanese students in the public school system. They were already full with Lebanese students. And then you add to them, 400,000 Syrian children, certainly they cannot absorb them. I think until now they have managed to receive about 70 to 80,000. We as Caritas, we have been able to place 45,000 out of this number.
45,000
out of the 80,000 that they were already placed in schools. Mm-hmm. And out of the 400, you still have over 300 non-schooled, without schooling. So that's why we are witnessing the emergence of new gangsters, drug dealers, small children drug dealers, of child labor or child prostitution, child trade, unfortunately. Women abuse, girls abuse, especially small girls being sold for marriage at an early age. We are seeing things we've never dreamed of witnessing.
Mm. And we're in the midst of winter now. Last time we spoke, which was several weeks ago, you were talking about the dramatic also situation of no rain. How have things changed in that sense?
Apparently, nature has been playing against the good of Lebanon in terms of nature resources, because we have a very serious problem now with the rain and water.
It's not raining.
But it has been good for the refugees. Mm. It hasn't rained. All throughout January, it hasn't rained. All throughout February, it hasn't rained. It rained for half an hour or 1 hour once. It hasn't rained. This is very strange. Usually, like this time in the year in Lebanon, you have so many people out there skiing and the rain filling up the places. You cannot go out. It's so cold. Usually, that's how it is. This year, the rain has been so late, we haven't received any yet.
So what sort of problems are you seeing now in the camps and with the refugees living in makeshift housing throughout the country?
The problems, the same kind of problems are still there in terms of food and health and hygiene and medical attention and psychological attention, whatever. But I think now we need to target more, if you want, deeper problems in terms of, for instance, psychological effects, traumas. This is very important. We have to target the categories of vulnerable people among the refugees, be that the elderly or the abused women or the children or the girls. We have to focus further on education. Actually, a couple of days ago, we issued a paper about 40 NGOs worldwide, and we sent it out to the UNHCR, to United Nations, and to different international powers in terms of especially regarding education. What's the fault of these children? They have to grow up educated. They are growing up illiterate. This is very problematic.